All right, we'd like to welcome everyone this morning to Landmark Baptist Church Sunday School Hour. I'm just thrilled to have my voice back. I've been struggling with my voice.
Amen.
I got a little bit of it back Wednesday, and I was glad to have it. I'll just tell you right now, I've done a wedding July the 1st of this month, and I lost my voice after that wedding. They said I was a little loud. I meant to be a little loud. I want to make sure everybody understood in there that a marriage was between a man and a woman. And I may have overdone it. I don't know. I wasn't trying to be quiet. I want to make sure that everybody heard the subject matter of the marriage. And I think we've kind of lost that a little bit. We've got laws now changed to allow same-sex unions. It's an abomination. According to the Bible, of course, the Bible's contraband now. You know, you ain't gonna be too long. They're probably gonna start prosecuting you for packing a Bible around. I got mine in my heart. David the psalmist said, "I've hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee." I got the Bible in my heart. Can't always get it all out, but I can get some of it out. But it's sad days we're living in. The president was shot last night down in Pennsylvania, by a 20-year-old boy that just graduated 2022. His name was Thomas Matthew Crooks, and he's deceased. He was shot. I'm pretty concerned about the ripple effect of that. I'm pretty concerned about how that even came to be. Somehow he was able to get on the roof of a building within 130 yards of the president. He shot 8 times, killed 1 person, critically wounded 2 others that may not live. I mean, I've seen them packing them out. They had their heads wrapped with cloth, and it wasn't good. People had blood all over them. That's the perilous days that we're living in. Paul said in the last days, perilous times will come. I think we're in over our head in those days. I done heard myself, I probably watched the news too much, that the FBI had already considered assassinating the president. You won't find that. They erased that real quick. President Trump not only was shot last night, but Nancy Pelosi said, "Seemed like assassination's the only option we've got left." That's gone too. They scrubbed both of them off. When he got shot, I was going to try to get them up, but I heard them personally say that. I heard the FBI say that assassination was being considered. I heard that. I heard Nancy Pelosi say it was the only option left. I heard that. Probably a good day to be paying attention to what's going on. You might be like President Trump. You might get shot yourself.
Brother Eddie, I watched it till I went to bed. It was still on 9 o'clock. I was still sitting there watching. I thought, this is awful.
Father, we thank you for your great mercy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Mm-hmm. You raised this great country up. Lord, it couldn't exist without you. Even though America, Lord, somewhat turned its back on you, you remain faithful. Your word says if we deny you, Lord, you remain faithful. You can't deny yourself. Lord, I see God all in this great country. I see it in God we trust on our money. I see it in the Pledge of Allegiance. One nation under God. I see God everywhere I look in America. But boy, we've got some men that have crept in, unawares, Jude says, that are undermining the great Constitution, the great laws of this country. And Lord, we're seeing the effects of that. Lord, your word says in Psalms 9, verse 17, "All nations that forget God shall be turned into hell." And Lord, we just pray for your blessings today upon our country. Lord, upon our people. Lord, upon this little church, Lord, trying to do a big work. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, even to be here today. Bless this lesson, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll get Brother Donnie to read our text this morning. Psalms 33.
Yeah, I appreciate the Lord allowing me to stand up here and read His Word, you know what I mean? It goes through my mind pretty heavy, because I read it all the time anyway, but when I stand up here in front of God's people, you know what I mean, it blesses me knowing that they're listening to the words that comes from His good book. It ain't really coming from my mouth. It's coming from the Word of the Lord. You know, He's the one that wrote all this to make sure that we can read it, dwell on it, think about it. I mean, I don't have to stand up here right now and do this, but the good Lord put it in my heart where I want to, you know what I mean?
Bless.
And I thank the Lord for doing that for me. He sees more in me than I guess I see in myself, you know, but I do thank the Lord in this. And we've got 22 verses today. Okay. Verse number 1. Rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
O ye righteous, for praise is coming for the upright. Verse 2. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto Him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Verse 3. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Mm-hmm. Amen. Verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right.
Amen.
And all His works are done in truth.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 5. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made.
Amen.
And all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. Amen. Verse 7. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a harp. As a heap. I'm sorry. As a heap. He layeth up the depths in His storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. Let all the earth fear the Lord. And you know that right there. There's so many people in this world. They don't fear the Lord. They don't think nothing about the Lord. They don't think how good and merciful that He is and how He can take you out just like that.
Oh, they're getting on slow train.
And people just don't fear Him. But
that 20-year-old boy's already got it all figured out.
Amen, brother. Amen. But that right there, when I read that, let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. And which the stuff that He does, you know what I mean? I can get out every morning, especially driving my work car, you know, and just see all the stuff.
Amen.
All the stuff that He created. And man didn't do it.
Amen.
Man didn't do none of this. Only our good Lord did that. And people just don't realize. Verse 9. For He spake, and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
He commanded, and it stood fast.
Amen.
Powerful words from the Lord. Verse 10. Let the Lord bring the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Verse 11. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. Verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
And the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. Verse 13. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men.
Right.
Verse 14. From the place of His habitation, He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. I mean, people just don't realize that He's watching us and looking at us every day. You can't hide nothing from the good Lord. You might can hide it from man, but the good Lord's up there looking at you right now. He probably scratching His head. I can't believe they're doing this. Verse 15. He fashions their hearts alike. He considers all their works. Verse 16. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17. And a horse is in vain. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him.
Amen. Praise God.
Upon them that hope in His mercy.
Thank the Lord.
I mean, these last 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I mean, the whole Bible is good, but these right here is really, really ought to stick in your mind. Verse 19. To deliver the soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield.
Amen.
Verse 21. For our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name.
Yes, yes.
And 22. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us,
amen,
according as we hope in Thee.
Amen. Good, everybody.
Amen. Man, just reading of them verses, I'll tell you.
Amen.
There's some good ones now.
Amen.
All the Bible's good, but it does seem like some of them are better than others, mm-hmm. Especially in the times that we're in right now.
Right.
Times of uncertainty, wondering, you know, here we got election year, you know, what's stuff going to happen.
Right.
Last night was probably the first of many more to come. But I really like that that first verse, rejoice. Oh, let me, before I even get started here, let me say that the Wednesday night Landmark Baptist Church this week will be Vacation Bible School. We got Vacation Bible School starting Tuesday, which will go all the way to Saturday, and then they'll have a presentation Sunday, and I'm so excited about the effort being made by this little church to try to instill in these young hearts not only the importance of God, but also the importance of God's Word. This world's not going to give to them. Matter of fact, they're going to do everything in their power to put blinders on them that they may never find it. But Rita, bless her heart, she's put herself really at a loss here to be here those nights, try to reach these little children, try to get that word in their heart, try to get them thinking eternally about things that, you know, God's involved in. You know, I look at them like Bird Donnie, I hear the birds singing, I know what they're singing about.
Amen.
Hey, I see that daylight out there, I know where it came from, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. For praise is comely for upright. That word comely means normal. Means pleasing. But I like that first word, rejoice in the Lord. The latter part of the previous chapter, be glad in the Lord, last verse.
Yeah.
And rejoice, ye righteous, mm-hmm. and shout for joy. Oh, ye that are upright in heart. You know, I have to admit, he put a song in my heart.
Yeah.
Man, Mitch was just talking about we can't sing. But I'll tell you what, I got a song in my heart, and that song is even praise unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The psalm just said, he took me up out of my repent, set my feet on the rock, established my goings, put a song in my heart, even praise to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But I'm like, I cry every now and then, I'll try to make a joyful sound. Rejoice in the Lord. I'll tell you, buddy, if there ever was a people, Peter called it joy unspeakable. I mean, it can't be put into words. You can experience it, but you can't explain it. I mean, it just, you catch yourself praising God in song if you know the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with the harp. A lot of churches today, and I'm not going to put them down for this, but a lot of churches today, they don't want no stringed instruments in the church. They like to sing a cappella. I ain't got a bit of problem with that. If I could sing a cappella, I would. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But with that thought in mind, it says here with string, says with instrument of 10 strings. Now, Psalm 150 tells us in the church. Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Now that's the church.
Right.
Praise Him in the firmament of His power. That's why we do want to praise Him.
Right.
Praise Him for His mighty acts. He's worthy of praise. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. None greater. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. We don't have no trumpet players in here. When I was in school, I played the trumpet. I'd sit out on the front porch and practice, and the neighbors would go to town. I'm telling the dogs would howl. But people that know how to play a trumpet, it was pretty bad. I was out there A, B, C on my trumpet. It was pretty bad. But those that know how to play a trumpet right, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. We don't have any trumpet players. I'd be thrilled if we did.
Amen.
Praise Him with the psaltery. And harp, you know, instruments of 10 strings. And the harp may have had 10, I don't know. Praise Him with the timbrel. I've seen Rita grab that tambourine over there, and I like it when she does it, buddy. She's good with it. We'll be getting in there a little bit, you know, having a big wave. She'll grab that tambourine, and she's like Marilyn, not Marilyn, but Marion, Moses' sister, when they crossed over that Red Sea, she grabbed that tambourine and they went to singing, amen. I mean, buddy, they saw Pharaoh and his host there laying on the shore, and it put a song immediately upon them. Praise him with a timbrel, with dance, and dance. Praise him with a stringed instruments and organs. Now, it's not an organ, but it'd be considered in the same category. They're both played with fingers, you know, on the keyboard there. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. I've never played no loud cymbal, but there is a time. One of the, what's his name, Japheth. I believe he was in charge of the music. David put him in charge of the music, and that was his instrument, was the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath, take a deep breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You see what I mean? This here, verse number 2, mentions about instruments of 10 strings. It mentions about the harp. It mentions about singing to the Lord. Verse 3, sing unto him a new song. I like it. Every now and then Rita come in a new song. And she gets done singing it, and ain't no time Lucy's singing it. Patrick will come in a new song, amen. And little Thomas, he'd get right in there too, amen. I like seeing that rubbing off, amen. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. I kind of like the loud noise, amen. You know, verse 4 says, for the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. You got God's word on it. You got reason. Kind of verse 2 and verse 3 go together. But you got a reason to play the 10 stringed instruments. You got a reason to play the harp. You got a reason to have the psaltery and all that. You know, and to sing the new song. And play skillfully with a loud noise. Years ago, people, of course, had done more walking then, and of course, there wasn't no loud bump, 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 bump going on in the cars, and the windows are rattling, and your heart and chest hurting. It was pretty quiet, and people would hear the singing from the church. You could hear it for miles. You could hear it so silent back then, no loud mufflers, mostly horse or walking. And people would hear that music, and they'd be drawn to it. Mm-hmm. And they'd not only hear the music, they'd hear the Word of God, they'd hear the message of God, and boy, they'd be one to God. They couldn't resist the great love of God. They couldn't resist it. Now, boy, I'm telling you, you got to wear earmuffs now and earplugs now just to survive. But here it mentions with a loud noise, and it, you know, it drew people from afar. The word of the Lord is right. All his works are done in truth. There, verse 4 mentions that everything God does, he does it in truth. You know, the Bible, one of the things that God hates in Proverbs chapter 6 is a lying tongue. Yes. Boy, we got some politicians so good at lying, I think they believe them themselves. But in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17, one of the things that the Lord hates is a lying tongue. And false witness that speaks lies, verse 19 of Proverbs chapter 6. It says here, all of God's works are done in truth. One thing God can't do, God can't lie. Titus chapter 1, verse 2 says, God that cannot lie, promised. All the promise of God in him are yea and amen. Verse 5, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. You know, everybody got up this morning benefited from the goodness of the Lord. God allowed you to have another day.
Amen.
I mean, he could have shut her down last night. He could have done it. It didn't have to be sunlight this morning. But God allowed it. The Bible says the goodness of God leads men to repentance. God's been so good to people. About all God ever gets is the blame for everything don't go their way. Amen. Mm-hmm.
But he loves righteousness and judgment. You know, righteousness and judgment, that just means doing right and judging right. Mm-hmm. You know, you shouldn't be too critical. But you have to have some judgment.
That's right.
If you don't have some judgment, then you're going to let a pedophile babysit your children. I've seen this morning, like I said, I watch too much news. I can't help it. I'm a watchman. What that means is I warn people what's really going on.
Amen.
But a mother lost her life trying to save her 5-year-old mm-hmm. from being carjacked.
Right.
From being abducted. She lost her life. And that just shows you the love of a mother. But the Lord loves righteousness and judgment. Right now, it's turned backwards. Now they call evil good.
Yeah.
Then they call good evil.
Yeah.
And truth's falling in the streets. And judgment's turned away backwards.
Right.
You can murder someone. I see where a man stabbed 2 young girls down. Set him right back free.
That's right.
You know, there was such a thing as a sanctuary city.
Yeah.
But it was only for someone that accidentally killed someone.
Right.
You know, the axe head came off as he's cutting a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, something slipped. He didn't intentionally kill no one.
That's right.
He was provided safety in the sanctuary city of refuge. He was provided safety till the high priest died. So the blood could cool down of the avenger that wanted to kill him because the one he accidentally killed was one of his. Well, we've got judgment turned away backwards. We got righteousness backwards. Now they're calling us evil. If you're a conservative, you're a domestic terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
You're a domestic terrorist. Bonnie. If you're a conservative, I'm guilty. I'm a conservative.
Amen.
That just means, you know, you want to do right.
Right.
You want people to do right. Well, you're a domestic terrorist. You're in the way.
Right.
Man, I'm telling you, they've got the government all set up now to justify the wicked, to convict the conservatives, the righteous. There's people in jail right now. The only thing they done wrong, they just spoke the truth. That's all that's wrong.
Right.
The only thing they did wrong. They're in prison right now.
That's right.
Under the worst circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Gitmo, where they got the terrorists in prison, man, they eat what they want every day. They've got the best accommodations on the planet. And these people that just kind of spoke out against evil, they're in most desecrated. They don't have bathroom facilities. They don't get anything to eat. They don't have any comforts. In America, God here loves righteousness and He loves judgment, and the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. You remember, the Lord said there in Matthew chapter 7, as you judge, you're going to be judged. Boy, them people are going to have it rough when they give account to God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, verse 6. And all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. Isaiah 45 verse 18 says the Lord formed the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And He formed it to be inhabited. That's why I got me a bottle of water in the car. They ain't none down in hell. He didn't form that to be inhabited.
Right.
Formed that people to suffer down there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going out of space, you better take you some oxygen with you. You better take you some water with you. You better take you some food with you. And other things that you might miss when you get out there. But everything you need is right here. Because
right.
God formed the earth to be inhabited.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth, them stars up there look like diamonds at nighttime?
Yeah.
They say they can't be counted for number. He knows the names of them. All them stars up there. By the breath of His mouth.
Right.
You know, you got...
5, I left this out, but in 3 John verse 4, he said, I have no greater desire than that my children walk in truth. I jumped ahead of myself there. But in 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. That's what Rita's going to try to do this week. She's going to try to get some truth to God's children. He said, it's my child, Will. Children are inheritance from the Lord through the womb of His reward. Ask Hannah about it. She had to beg God for a son. God gave her one, the greatest prophet of the Old Testament, Samuel. And she got the chance to wean him. That was it. God spoke to him immediately. What you got? Oh, I seen that last week. But it hadn't fallen all the way down. I seen it kind of loose, though. I did see that last week. Probably have to get something to stand on. Donnie, he's probably tall enough to put that back on there. But verses 6 through 9 actually go together, so I'm going to read them all. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, all the host of them, by the breath of His mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Now you got the Creator's account of creation starting in Genesis chapter 1 in kind of abbreviated form in St. John chapter number 1. But in Genesis chapter 1, I want to give God the glory here. I'll take a few minutes here. Verse 1 here says, in the beginning. That means how far you want to go back.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. How far? This is as far as you can go back.
That's right.
Brother Jerry, when it says in the beginning, that means there wasn't nothing.
That's right.
Until God began to create things.
Right.
Now, they won't talk about billions and billions and billions and billions of years. Our Bible said all men are liars. Mm-hmm. And it says that God could not lie. And He gave His account, and His account's truth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You can take that or leave it. I mean, it's there for you if you want to receive it. It says, and God said, let there be light. Why? Because there was darkness, verse number 2. God said, let there be light, and there was light.
Mm-hmm.
All God had to do was say, hey, sounds some light. The sun showed up. God saw the light. He spake and it stood fast. Then it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. That's why He got day and night. I need to sleep at night time. There was a time me and Bonnie was talking about days gone by. Me and William worked the night shift. We slept in the daytime. And we worked at night time. That's what fluorescent light bulbs will do. Amen. Verse 5. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. My watch here says it's 10:30 a.m., not p.m. The difference is between the evening and the morning, and He said, we're the first day. God said, let there be a firmament. They call it ozone now. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. Let it divide the waters from the waters. When it rains, where's it come from?
Yeah.
That firmament, that ozone, is how that water gets up there.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever put a lid on something that's hot in a room that's cool, you'll notice condensation on the inside of that lid. That's what you got up there in that ozone. They say quit using hairspray because it's destroying the ozone. Let's get just a little bit more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever said anything about all them holes that are pointing in that ozone? They send them space shuttles, rocket ships, all of them they're sending through. Has there ever been a word spoke about that?
No.
Wonder why they're not worried about that. Oh, it's the engine of science. I forgot. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, science has got the preeminence on everything, yeah. Remember Dr. Fauci? I'm science. Yeah, he's science, all right. He's full of science. Well, the great creator made a firmament. With that firmament, he divided the waters which were under the firmament. That's the seas, lakes, rivers, and streams. From the waters which were above the firmament, that's your sky, there's got the clouds, and you see them kind of get dark, and the next thing you know, it's raining. It rained on me this week on a clear day with the sun shining. I don't know how to explain it, but I told Donnie, I said, it's raining on me right now, and ain't a cloud nowhere, blue sky. Kind of like that bullet hit President Trump last night.
That's right.
Nobody saw it coming, yet it came anyway.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
He says, not only did he make that firmament divide the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above, but it says, and it was so. That's why we got it. God said it, let it be. He commanded it. It stood fast.
Amen.
God called the firmament heaven. We call it sky. In the evening and the morning were the second day. God said, let the waters under heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. That's what we call earth. For what it's worth, two-thirds of this earth is water.
That's right.
One-third of it is land. Two-thirds of Brother Eddie's water. One-third of Brother Eddie is dirt. I'm in a clay vessel.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of hurt somebody's feelings, I guess. But we're also just like the earth. Two-thirds water, one-third dust, dirt, whatever you're going to call it. I'm a clay vessel. It says, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called He seas. And God saw that it was good. I'm surprised they haven't changed the name.
Yeah.
They just hate God so much. It's amazing, wasn't it? That 20-year-old boy that shot the president, he's already met his maker. He's got it all, it's all straightened out. He's not confused no more. He understands the error of his way. It's crystal clear. He said, but they told me. God said, yeah, but I told you.
Yeah.
So he's always got the final say.
That's right.
Brother Andy.
Yeah.
A lot of times I was just thinking about God's world and
take
what
your time,
really
brother.
Blows my mind. This earth is rotating.
Yeah.
It's moving.
True.
But yet we're still standing upright because
true.
Of gravity. Have you ever really thought about that?
It's even tilted.
I know.
Scientists know exactly how much it's tilted.
Yeah.
They've even set times about the speed of the earth's rotation and the tilt, and they're able to determine the age of the earth by all of that. It's amazing.
It is.
You know, some science is good, and some science is kind of like bad food. It needs to be spit out. Amen?
That's right.
But God set all this up. It's beyond our understanding.
Right.
He asked Job if he knew the weight of the earth. God can tell it down to the grain.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he asked Job some profound questions that I've asked some scientists to answer some of those questions in Job chapter 42 and 41, and they give it up. They said, out of my league, buddy. He saw that gathering of waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good.
Yeah.
God said, let the earth bring forth grass. You know, I see a lot of farmers cutting hay right now.
Yeah.
It's a good year for hay.
Right.
I went to go get some parts for a lawnmower I was working on yesterday. And granddaughter made it back from Florida. They's in jet lag. They went straight to bed. But I ran up there and got some tomatoes. And I got some parts. And the Amish was out there. And of course, you hear that little Honda engine running that hay baler, you know. It baler has hay. But they's out there by hand. You know, they had a horse-drawn hay rake, and they's raking, and they's by hand throwing them hay bales up on that
right.
up on that wagon. But that Honda motor on that hay baler, boom, 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 boom. I'm just telling you, there's just some things you can't deny.
That's right.
You know, they don't have to deny any of that.
No, that's right.
They could be driving Rolls Royces. It's not because of abstaining that they're going to heaven
The bottom line, going to heaven, you must be born again.
Amen.
I'm just saying, I don't care how religious you are. I've been corresponding with a Catholic online. And it's pretty pathetic. I told him, I said, look, buddy, your religion says do. Calvary says done.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus finished it there. There's nothing else to do except to accept the finished work of God.
Amen.
Therefore, he that hath the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. I don't care how much you suffer, how much you deny yourself, how much effort you put in painting your wheels black, you wear your clothes black, you know, all of that, just trying to walk humbly for the Lord, that's great.
Right.
But it's to no benefit.
Right. That's right.
The blood of His Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin.
Mm-hmm.
We're begotten by the Word. We're born again by the Spirit of God. We're adopted in the family of God. I'm not my own no more. I've been bought with a price. He paid $5 for a worthless sinner named Eddie Wade, April 27th, 1988, when I got once and gloriously saved. I don't know how I got off on that rabbit trail, but let me get back where we're at here. We was talking about the grass. Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. That's why you can get you a peach, a watermelon, or an apple, or a grape. It's got its seed bearing in it. You're not going to eat the last one. It's going to keep reproducing. The blueberries. I already done seen hickory falling from the trees. I thought it was a little early, but squirrels done already started nibbling on them hickory nuts. I seen a big old green hickory nut laying in the road the other day coming out my road. Verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass, and the herb bearing seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. We got 3 days here where God's creating everything that there is. You can take this account, or you can reject it. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs, that's what the moon does, and for seasons, and for days and years. And you know, the moon, all it does is reflect the light of the sun. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made the two great lights. The greater light to rule in the day and the lesser light to rule in the night. And He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life and fowl that they may fly above the earth. In the open firmament of heaven, God created great whales and every living creature that moved, which the waters brought forth abundantly. You know that earth, that ocean feeds the world. It does.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like everybody else. I like fish, shrimp. I like, you know, crabs. I like, you know, mussel shells. What's them things grows on the side of the ship? I can't think of the name of them now. The little white thing, I like them. I like them all. But God created them here. Brought forth abundantly after a kind, every winged fowl after his kind. God saw that it was good, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas. Let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. God said, let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping things, and the beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. Bonnie saw one of them on the porch not too long ago. One of them creeping things. And I'd have failed that head, what I've done. But anyway, I think she made a run for it. But after his kind, God saw that it was good. And God said, this is the most important part of creation. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He, Him, and them pronouns are correct. Male and female created He, them. Now God has created. Verse 28, God blessed them. God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply. It takes a male and female to multiply. I don't know if somebody's lost their mind today promoting this same sex nonsense.
That's right.
Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein is life, I've given every green herb for meat, and it was so. God saw that everything He'd made, behold, it was very good. And the evening and morning were the sixth day. And verse, the next chapter talks about God resting on the seventh day. Now, I just wanted to bring that out about where God spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Verse 10, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. Psalms chapter number 2. You got a bunch here. They don't want God to rule over them.
That's right.
And it says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder. Now, the Creator that created everything, now you've got the creation think they don't need Him, that they can take care of themselves. And they say, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Donnie was talking about God looking down from heaven. Verse 4, He that sitteth in the heavens shall lie. God's up our life, and at the puniness of man's threat to Him.
Amen.
The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Good morning, Lucy and Chase. And Toby, I think he went running so fast. In Psalm chapter 14, again, the Lord said, the fool said in his heart, there is no God, they're corrupt. They've done abominable work, none doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men, see if there were any that did understand. They're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. You see, God here, He brings the counsel of the heathen to not murder, Brother Patrick, Sister Faye. Sister Sarah. God's on the thrones above all those thrones. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 11, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of His heart to all generations. You know, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, the Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Psalms chapter number 119, verse number 89. Says God settled His word in the heavens. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Verse 160. Thy word is true from beginning. Every one of Thy righteous judgments endure forever. There's no expiration date on the Bible.
No.
Everything else has an expiration date, including old Brother Eddie. It's so funny. In my house, they got to look at the milk. See, for days, right? My wife looks at her medicine. She won't even use her diabetic scripture for dates, not up to count. I said, honey,
I'm not diabetic, but I take every one of them. I'll drink all, unless it stinks, I won't drink the milk if it's got an odor to it. But if it don't stink, I'll drink it. I'll cook with it. Yeah, what's buttermilk anyway? Just spoiled milk about all it is. Anyway, let me get off of that. It says here, counsel the Lord stand forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. You know, like I said, I'm a child of God now. I'm in the family of God now. But it says, blessed is the nation.
That's right.
There in that verse right there. Like I said, we've got on our money and God we trust. We've got in our pledge of allegiance, one nation under God. And then you've got Psalms 9 verse 17 says, all the nations that forget God be turned into hell. But I'm glad he chose me. I did choose him, but he chose me before I ever chose him, sir. And he gave me space to repent. I think he may have even added on to it a couple of times. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. Like Brother Donnie said, you might hide it from men, but you're not going to hide it from God.
No.
Them secrets that you've got here, the best thing you can do is confess them, get forgiveness of them. I know they're going to haunt you, but I'll tell you, buddy, one day they'll catch up with you. Amen. We'll read verse 13 all the way down to verse number 15. It says, the Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men from the space of his habitation. He looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. We stop on verse 15. Verse 15, he fashioned all their hearts alike. You know, my skin's white.
Right.
And other people, their skin's black, yellow, red, whatever.
Right.
All of our heart is the same.
Right.
Matter of fact, Acts chapter 17 said he made one blood, all nations of men, they're bound in habitations, times, therefore appointed. I'm just telling you, this verse here says, he fashioned their hearts alike. We've done come down today, all we do is divide, diverse. We've got now diversity, equity, and inclusion. God's got all that right there in that verse right there. He fastened their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. Verse 16 through 19. There's no king saved by the multitude of hosts. No matter how many armies he's got, he can still be defeated. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. You know, just take Francis Charles Atlas. One bullet, he's down.
That's right.
Strength didn't prompt him any.
No.
Mighty man is not delivered by much strength.
Right.
I'll tell you what deliver a mighty man is the Lord God Jehovah.
Right. Amen.
A horse is a vain thing for safety. What was that guy who played Superman? Christopher Reeve.
Mm-hmm.
He committed suicide.
Yeah.
Spent the rest of his days in a wheelchair, breathing through a straw to go forward, go backward.
Right.
Horse throat.
Right.
Horse, a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver anybody's great strength. That horse may buck you off and leave the scene, buddy. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, and I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Upon them that hope in his mercy, I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. David said, I've been old. I've been young, now I'm old. He said, I've yet to see the righteous forsaken, his seed begging bread. You know, I don't know what's on the calendar for tomorrow. I have heard this. It's kind of scary. I have heard this. Unfortunately, you don't have enough money to have a say in this, but I have heard that they're grinding up maggots now mixing in with all the food that you buy. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, man.
Yeah.
And they put bugs in it. You gotta satisfy Bill Gates, so he's got a lot of money and the government loves money. But I forgot the name of it, they're grinding up maggots and mixing in your food. And they're grinding up bugs mixing in your food. This protein's all I know. Just don't tell me about it. I'll be just eating. I ate a fried pork patty last night on a what do you call them, bun, a bigger bun. I put that thing on it, put two big slices of tomato on there. Ask God's blessing upon it. Go with everybody. Yeah, man.
Well, try grabbing a spoon of green beans and you put it up to your mouth and the grasshopper looking at you.
I'll eat it. Yeah, I'm just telling you, God has allowed us everything we got, but man is not like God. And man, he wants to somehow have the upper hand, but praise God, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him. President Trump last night in Butler, Pennsylvania,
right,
turned his head at just the right time. Instead of a bullet going through his head, it went through his ear.
Right, through his ear.
Somebody said an angel of God saved him. I don't know. You know, we see through a glass darkly. We see in dark. Morning, Tammy. Bless your heart. And I know you don't feel good. Bless her. I appreciate her coming.
Amen. Amen.
Says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear Him, upon them that hope in His mercy, to deliver their soul from death. Somebody turned that head.
Right. Sure did.
Listen, that guy was good enough shot. He shot the head area. He shot a hole through that ear.
Blood
everywhere. Eight shots. One already dead. Two, counting him. One done shooting. Two others critically wounded. Listen to this. You might want to hold this verse a little more closer. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. You know, the Lord, I told the Lord one day, I said, Lord, our meal better get a little empty. Next thing I know, we got all kind of stuff.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He's our help and our shield.
Amen.
Confidence,
yes,
in the safety of the Lord. Under the shadow of the Almighty, we can abide safely.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
For our hearts shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. We got the victory. We got the joy. I'm telling you, we'll rejoice. Old song says, I'm rejoicing in my Savior every moment of the day since He gave me this heart of love. On and on we walk together in the hallelujah way since He gave me this heart of love. Yeah, we can rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. Last verse. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in Thee. Our hope is in Him. Amen. All right. Thank you for bearing with me. We'll stop our Sunday school lesson right there. Give you an opportunity to get you a snack, go to the restroom, whatever you need to do. Good lesson.
Amen.
Very good.